comments about the new generation of RET inhibitors that it looks like this man's going to be eligible for at some point? Leora, there's a lot of excitement about it. If you know up front that the patient has that, will you actually use targeted therapy up front?
Yes. So I actually saw someone in clinic on Wednesday who came with her test that said she was RET positive, and she was showing me an immunotherapy trial that she was being offered somewhere else. And I said, we have LOXO-292, and that's what I would do, and that's what she's actually starting next week. Although this patient was interesting. He was there and with his family, and he said he tried a clinical trial. It didn't work. He's on chemo. He said, it ain't broke. Don't fix it. And I agree with him. The TKI data has shown us in the EGFR and ALK patients that overall survival is not really impacted. And so whether you get your TKI first versus chemo first and switch around, we just know the quality of life is different on the TKI versus chemo. And so I would ride out his chemo the same way as he's doing. And maybe by the time he needs a TKI, there may be a better drug out there, or he can just get LOXO-292 through Dr. Ma's office and not have to go somewhere for a clinical trial.
I'm curious, this patient that you saw, Leora, what was the PD-L1 level?
Her PD-L1 was low. It was like 10%, or it was less than 20%.